Hello, and welcome to the Sleepy Bookshelf, where we put down our worries from the day and pick up a good book. In the last episode, we heard the final pages of The Hound of the Baskervilles. I'm so glad you could join me for this murder mystery. I hope you enjoyed it. This is, after all, the Sleepy Bookshelf, so in case you fell asleep and want to know how the story ends, this episode is a quick recap. This is your spoiler alert. If you haven't finished the story yet and don't want to know how it ends, you can stop this episode now and pick back up where you left off. Otherwise, I'll begin. The episode began with Holmes, Watson, and Detective Lestrade pursuing Stapleton, having just destroyed the vicious hound on the moor before it killed Sir Henry. On entering the house, there was no sign of the villain, but they did find Miss Stapleton, or Mrs. Stapleton, rather, bound and gagged in an upstairs room. After freeing her, she told the men that she believed her husband would be taking refuge in a makeshift hiding spot on an abandoned mining island in the middle of the Grimpen Mire. The fog outside was still thick, and the group decided it would be too dangerous to go after him that night. The next morning, Mrs. Stapleton guided the men to the spot where her husband would be. They made it to the island, but there was no sign of Stapleton, and it was concluded that he never made it across the mire after all, and must have perished due to the fog the night before. The case of the Baskervilles was finally considered closed. Some months later, Sir Henry and Dr. Mortimer were in London to begin their trip around the world in order to clear Sir Henry's mind of the terror which he had been a victim of. In light of their visit, Watson pressed Holmes for a summary of the case. It was as follows. Stapleton had been the only son of Roger Baskerville, the disgraced brother of Sir Charles, who had fled to South America before he died. He had married the beautiful Beryl Garcia, purloined a sum of money, and returned to England under the name Vandeleur. During the passage, he met a school tutor, and they set up a school in Yorkshire together. The tutor died shortly after, and the school sank into disrepute. So, taking the remainder of their money, the Vandeleurs changed their name to Stapleton and travelled to Devonshire. The guise adopted of brother and sister proves Stapleton always had sinister plans, and they settled as close to Baskerville Hall as possible and began making acquaintances with the neighbours. He learned of the myth of the hound, found out about Sir Charles's heart problems and his superstitious tendencies, and surmised that a good scare could kill him. His wife, Beryl, refused to assist him in the murder, so he convinced Mrs. Laura Lyons he was in love with her, allowing him to manipulate her. He obtained a large dog, used chemical mixtures to make him appear supernatural, and told Mrs. Lyons to ask Sir Charles to meet her that night by his gate in order to lure him out of his house. Holmes then believed Stapleton had planned to kill Sir Henry while in London, but that his wife had sent the warning letter. On seeing Combs had been employed in the case, he retreated back to Devon to lie in wait, but not before he obtained Sir Henry's boot to train the dog to track the baronet, the reason why the initial unworn boot was unusable. He then used his wife, posing as his sister, to lure Sir Henry into a false sense of friendship, until one night he could finally enact the plan in which he was caught. If there is a book you would like to hear on the Sleepy Bookshelf, you can go to www.sleepybookshelf.com and hit survey to submit your ideas and vote on our next story. You can also find a link to do that in the show notes. In the meantime, why not choose another story from our library? Lie back, relax, and listen to the sound of my voice, and soon you will be fast asleep.